Things like the Affiliation Code Project really help, I think, discharge the responsibilities that, you know, boards have, and that's planning for those effective services in counties. Because our field is not one that's always easy to explain to folks, you know, what we do, how we do it, why we do it this way and not another way. So it's constant education to present to them reports on programming at a level and a clarity that we really didn't have before, you know. Because the base, you think about it as a layperson, you know, most people want to know, okay, what's this program about? You know, I just want to know a little bit about what's it supposed to do. And it should, you know, it's supposed to help people, right? Why do people go to mental health and drug alcohol agencies? To get some help from whatever, you know, the mental health or drug alcohol or both, whatever's going on for them. So that's the outcomes piece. Do they get better because of this program? Okay, they need to know that. And then second thing, close on its heels, is how much does this program cost us? Okay, so, I mean, on a very basic level, you know, board members want to know, you know, is it working and how much does it cost? So, as you can see, the affiliation code kind of fills in those blanks fairly well.